This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That was a self-proclaimed quarterback guy and Patriots left tackle Will Campbell. His introductory press conference at Gillette Stadium, a sunny Gillette Stadium, unlike here in Green Bay, where WEEI afternoons. We got a nice tent, thanks to our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, but it's a little chilly and rainy out right now.
It's not discouraging people from coming in. We're actually more crowded right now than we were yesterday at this time.
Yeah, this is going to be quite a party today by the looks of it, although the lights
just went out. Hopefully we're still on.
We're still on the air because... draft coverage here at WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by our friends at McFarland Energy. Upgrade your air conditioning system before the summer rush. Visit McFarlandEnergy.com. By Northeast Men's Health, the leaders in men's sexual health. Get your sex life back on track. NortheastMen'sHealth.com. By Lucky Energy, the number one energy drink in Massachusetts amongst energy drinkers who like to get lucky, like Ted Johnson. Mm-hmm. And by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and McCormick Grillmates Seasoning. Anything jump out to you from Will Campbell's latest meeting with the media other than simply he seems quite comfortable answering questions and in his own skin and sort of how he thinks about football and life and teammate? And
you know, that. I'm just sitting there thinking, RKK's got to love this guy. He's saying all the right things. You know, just talking about the history of the Patriots and what it means and that kind of stuff is going to go a long way with the owners. But what I love is what I'm so impressed with is this guy – is a bright, bright kid. I mean, he gets it. He understands kind of when you're going to be drafted that high and how people are going to look at him, what responsibilities come with that. And he seems to be totally fine with it and very, very comfortable in his skin. You don't usually see young men at that age that comfortable in their own skin, which I absolutely love. I think you're just – let's face it. We do interviews with players all the time. 99% of the interviews we do, they don't. You know, players don't give you anything. Say they don't show much. This guy's got personality.
Yep.
And that's in Vrabel. That's Vrabel has personality. When he came to us in 2001 and was part of our linebacker group and our team, we had a bunch of characters, a bunch of big personalities and alphas, and that was part of our secret of success. Vrabel wants to kind of put this team in the similar fashion that the teams that he played on here in New England. And it starts with having guys that are characters with big personalities. And obviously, Will Campbell's got a big personality that fits kind of the culture that Vrabel's trying to establish.
And Fitzy, it sounds like it goes beyond the media, the football field, the football team. He said, I like to talk to people. He clearly has intentions of being involved in the community and charitable endeavors. He is, I don't know if you could get off to a much better footing than Will Campbell, Fitzy.
Yeah, he's saying all the right things, pressing all the right buttons. I think he's kind of come to a conclusion on or tapped out on chapter one of the awesome Will Campbell things to say, because I think by the end of the press conference, we had been blessed enough, fortunate enough, opportunity enough, whatever. And, you know, now he's done that. Now it's sort of, you can tell he's reached peak Will Campbell soundbite, and now he just wants to get back to playing football. Also, nice to see last night. Lovely looking family as well. When he was doing all of his red carpet action, had his girlfriend there who looked like she was wearing Versace going to the Met Gala. Mom,
Versace.
The whole shit. Yeah, like well put together ensemble. The entire Campbell family. They're going to be a nice addition. Even though he looks like a 12-year-old boy that was hit with like a magic growing ray.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but sorry, Fitzy. One thing I gotta say about what I love about this kid's personality and why it's important is because I think having characters on offensive line makes for a better football team.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean, Andy?
Yes.
You've been covering football.
Yep.
You've offensive linemen, you know, like Matt Light's always doing pranks. It's kind of, you know, offensive linemen, and I used to always make fun of offensive linemen. They usually marry their high school or college girlfriends because, yep. I mean, they were like, you know, they all go, you know what, I'm only going to get fatter and uglier, and so I might as well, you know, marry this girl that likes me, you know, at 18 years old. But they're it's the wives of the offensive linemen that usually bring the team together,
yep.
If that makes sense. And so they're an important, again, they're the most important unit on the team. And then when you have leaders in that unit, it just makes for a better football team, in my opinion.
Well, it's a little bit like when they, you know, say hockey players are the most relatable. I feel like the offensive linemen on football teams are often the most blue-collar,
no
down-to-earth, relatable. And I do think they can set a tone because, you know, defensive backs can be weird. They're a really high-strung, loud, competitive. Yep. They're elite athletes. Wide receivers, the same things. The quarterbacks are so busy. They got all their crap going on. It's like the linemen. And this team has had a lot of different types of them, I guess, over the years. The Matt Lights. Gray Rugemer was a crazy backup lineman that I thought kind of played a role.
Todd Rucci.
You know, Nate Solder was a different, really sort of stoic leader, kind of quiet, but
did his
thing. Logan Mankins was more the country boy. He'll get in a fight on the field, but he'll answer any question off of it.
Right, right.
And I do agree with you that I think, you know, David Andrews has been the quiet leader of this offensive line, but I don't think they've had that more aggressive leadership style recently. And I think Will Campbell, now, I don't want to put too much on his plate. You know, I said
he seems to be okay with it, bud.
He does actually seem to be okay.
He don't mind it at all.
But I think that's a part of who he's going to be, is bringing that group together, whatever it looks like, whether it's free agent additions or whether it's young guys that develop with him or however that comes about.
And Fitzy, it's, you know, you start to think about David, you know, Andy just mentioned David Andrews. It's like, you know, letting go of David Andrews, that was with Will Campbell in mind. Like, I think.
Probably.
Like, it's kind of like, you know, if David Andrews was still on his team, would it allow Will Campbell? They see a leader, a natural-born leader in Will Campbell.
Yep.
Would he be able to be the leader they really want from Will Campbell to be if David Andrews is still on
his team? Probably not, because there's a certain – because I bet you, just seeing what we've seen from him, he would be deferential respectful.
Respect of the older guy.
And that might not allow him to kind of spread his short wings and take over the locker room and take a certain –
similar to another position on this team, you know. I mean, you know, Joe Milton, Drake May kind of thing.
To some degree, although – and you know what I do? It's funny you bring that up, the Drake May comparison, because we were – I know I was complimentary of Drake May a year ago and the way he approached things, his leadership. And there were questions about was he deferential to Jacoby Brissett and maybe didn't try to really – attack the starting job in the summer and was too
right,
he's the pros
right.
pro, I'm going to follow his leadership, and that maybe is something that's going to be a little different with the offensive line here, because I do think there's some similarities between these two guys in terms of comfortable in their skin. The one thing I'm interested in, Fitzy, is how comfortable he is talking, and I guess he said it, I like to talk to people, so maybe he sees it as no different, but it's one thing for a quarterback like Drake May. You've always been the spokesman. High school, you were the spokesman. College, you're the spokesman. Offensive linemen don't really talk to the media that often in high school and college. And now
– they don't sound like he sounds.
Like he sounds, right. They're usually kind of scared, uncomfortable. He sounds like he's just going to hit the ground running as one of the go-to media guys on this team, Fitzy.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the package. That's why they brought him in the first place. He's got all the quips. He's got all the stories. He's got – funny little, you know, Cajun bayou lines and anecdotes as well. And I think his personality goes part and parcel with his fearlessness on and off the field as well. And, you know, the poor guy, you got to just imagine for everyone in the audience what his last 24 hours has been like. All the hype and hysteria of landing there, the promos they've done. I saw him doing fried chicken promos with a certain company out there, doing Kay Adams. You run through the car wash of all the media. Then you get in the suit. Then there's the anxiety of draft night. Then you get picked. Then you take photos at the jersey. Then he did 20 different hits last night. Now here he is up and at him nice and early, doing more media, gets on a private jet, flies from Green Bay to probably Norwood or to Providence, has to come and do all of that. Like, this guy is probably exhausted, just riding on pure adrenaline right now. And to your point of being deferential to David Andrews, aside from the fact that David Andrews even told us last week at our event at Vitamin C that his shoulder still isn't right. And by the way, he's down 40 pounds from his playing weight. Like, he is significantly slighter. He's done. He's not playing anytime. He didn't want to confirm it for us there that night, but he's not playing anymore. He looks good. He sounds great. Yeah. He said he gets out of bed now without any pain. He's playing with his kids. He's happy as hell. Without knowing Ted, we know. But now you have a chance to establish a new identity along the line as well. But your leader now is not just immediately Will Campbell, guys. I think your de facto leader on this offensive line, who Will Campbell is going to learn a lot from, is going to be Morgan Moses.
Like, of course.
He's going to be your physical and your emotional and spiritual leader on that line.
It would be weird if Morgan Moses wasn't the leader.
But he can only do so much because, A, he's also a new guy. He's going to be figuring out.
Going into his 12th year, though.
No, but I mean here. Yeah. And also, he's only going to be here a short period of time, in all likelihood, a year or two. So he'll be the veteran in the room.
Yep.
But he'll, I think, probably know he's helping to train Will Campbell to take over fully in a year or whenever it's really his room. And I think Will Campbell's going to just naturally ascend the way he seems to be comfortable with this. He'll naturally ascend. It's funny, Fitzy, though, you mentioned kind of the whirlwind 24 hours for a guy like Will Campbell. Mm-hmm. And he's doing all this so well. I wonder what part of him, though, because I just assume as an offensive lineman he wants to get on a football field and start doing offensive lineman type things.
Probably so over this stuff.
When does he say, can we put the suit away, the microphone away, the camera away, and just get me out there with Doug Marrone and start learning blocking schemes and doing some drills and stretching my arms
out a
little.
It's coming soon enough, Bubba. They used to have after the draft just a only rookies only minicamp. That's what I was a part of.
Real quick, too.
Yeah, it was like the week after.
Yeah.
So they don't do that anymore. Right?
I think they still do.
Just rookies.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think we have access to it like we used to.
We need to check on that. I don't think they do. No other veterans there. I feel like it's the veterans, the OTA start.
The OTAs start, but I think there is still a rookie
minicamp.
Because they do.
I'd be curious about that.
They do like orientation type stuff too.
Okay.
Like sometimes they take them to the hall and they make them watch. No, I shouldn't say make them. They have them watch the video about the history of the Patriots.
Yep.
And they have them. They'll learn that Ted Johnson was a middle linebacker
and had a hard head.
All Marshall Newhouse highlights.
And
what's this thing that's going on right now, by the way, Andy? Because people have seen photos this week of like Vrabel out in the field and Diggs. What is this?
I got a thought on this.
This is phase two. This was the extra mini camp that they took full advantage of because unlike Gerard Mayo, they were ready to coach the players.
Gotcha. I thought you were talking about something else, Fitzy. I'm reading some quotes from Vrabel talking about the workout that he put Will Campbell through last week.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you ever see me and Vrabel together, like the first thing, we don't shake hands. Like most people, hey, buddy, good to see you.
Please don't tell me you like chest bump or something.
Do you know what we do? The first thing what we try, when we and you kind of almost see the smile starting, and when we both try to get our hands inside, we hit each other's chest to try and get our hands in there, like we're two gapping them. Each other.
I am not surprised.
So here's I say that to say this. Vrabel, he said, quote, I think it was important for me to get out there and feel him and feel every player that we evaluated at the line of scrimmage. Like, Vrabel has heavy hands. Like, you know, you heard that term heavy hands, right? So when he hits you, it's like, boom, you feel it. Like, Vrabel wants to feel these prospects. Mm-hmm. And do they have heavy hands? How does it feel when they're engaging you? Like, it's a weird thing, but as a coach, I can understand why he does that.
Can I ask you a dumb question? Is it possible that he wanted to – this is going to sound stupid. See how close he was to Will Campbell when Will Campbell – did he feel like, I'm kind of close to you. I'm into your body a little bit.
It's like me when I come up and I do this to you. Hey, good to see you. And I squeeze your bicep. Evaluating your bicep.
Seeing if I've been working out or something lately.
Right. There's probably something to that.
I wonder about that because I did think – because we do have this sort of contradiction of he wanted them and they wanted him as early as last fall. But then it really was decided last week on this secret trip to Louisiana. Maybe there was that last, everybody's bitching about the arm length. Yeah. Maybe I just need to feel it for myself and see it for myself.
It's like, you know, almost like if you're waiting to to do it out until you're married. It's like, I don't know if that's a good thing. I think you should see what it's like, you know, before you actually say I do,
it's
you know, because you never know.
Interesting, right? Way it's put
like,
it.
If you wait till marriage, you might go, oh, this isn't what I thought it would
not
be like.
Not what I wanted.
You know?
Not what I expected. 617, so, yep, exactly, Fitzy. We're just going to move right on past that. 617-779-7937. Continuing to react to the drafting of Will Campbell. He is in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. He's going to wear jersey number 66, so you'll see the common images that you've seen in his past. Moving forward, we're going to continue to talk about Will Campbell, but we need to talk about the rest of the draft, what you liked, what you didn't like, what was exciting. We had a big trade at the top of the draft. We had a big trade at the back end of the first round. We had a big name who is still waiting, and we'll be waiting to hear his name called tonight. More draft talk here on WEEI Afternoons as we get back.